We already discussed the law that says Kohanim are forbidden to come into contact with Tum'ah, with something that contaminates them, specifically Tum'at Bet, corpse Tum'ah. The Pasuk says, Emor la Kohanim Bene Aharon. The rabbis learn from this, Bene Aharon Velo Benot Aharon, that the law of Tum'ah only applies to the male Kohanim and not to the females. That means if you have a girl, she's Kohenet, she's allowed to walk into a cemetery. Kohenet is allowed to walk to a funeral. The laws of Tum'ah only apply to male Kohanim. The question today is as follows. Let's say a lady Kohen is pregnant. She's married to a Kohen. She's pregnant. And the doctors told her through ultrasound that she's having a boy. So the question is she allowed now to go into the cemetery? Because she's carrying a boy. Now, if she was carrying a girl, there should have been no question. So Hakam Avadya is lenient in such a case. And he says that since the baby is still in the womb, so therefore the laws of Tum'ah technically don't start. The baby is considered part of the mother, and therefore the mother is a female, and therefore the child technically is just a limb of the mother until the baby comes out. However, Rav Eliashiv, Shemishvenu v'Hayehu, brings a very big chidush. Says that from even a young age, a baby Kohen, the parent should be careful that it doesn't come in contact with Tum'ah. Now when a lady gives birth in a hospital, there are some hospitals that are not careful with what they do with their metim. Could be there's corpses in the morgue or wherever it may be, and therefore Kohanim have to inspect or investigate, if there's obviously not sakana, which hospital they go to where there's no tum'ah, where it's done according to the halakha. So Rav Eliashiv advises ladies that are married to Kohanim that are pregnant that before they deliver, they should take an ultrasound to see what the baby is. And if the baby is indeed a boy, they should make sure that they only go to a hospital where they know that there's no problems of Tum'at Met. So when the baby boy comes out, he will not have a problem of Tum'ah. Now where do you know about these hospitals? Well, I'm sure the administration of the hospitals have gotten this question and they have answers. Or maybe they're careful to put the maternity ward in a special section. But this is something that should be concerned. So show you, this is to point out, how serious the Tum'ah of a Kohen is. That even a pregnant woman should go out of her way to find out what she's having in order that she should be able to go to the right place so when the baby emerges, it does not find himself in a situation of Tum'ah. This is brought down in the Sefer Mamlechet Kohanim on page Kuf Samechtet.